He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday. It's Thursday already. Boy, this week is going fast, and the market's moving pretty quickly here this morning. We're up. The Dow up 131 points. It was up 200 at one point in time, but we're not going to complain. We're back above 35,000. We're at 35,063 right now as earnings continue to come in and beat expectations. And I've been saying, you know what, this market is going to follow earnings. It's more important than anything. We had a big miss in GDP today. And what's the market say? We're following earnings. And also probably saying, I don't think the Fed will be hiking interest rates anytime soon either. The NASDAQ, it's up 25 right now. Mixed bag there. Some good earnings from a few of our favorite stocks. Good follow-through on AMD today, but Facebook and PayPal selling off a little bit here today. NASDAQ up 21, 22 right now, 14,784. S&P up 16, 44.16. It's been a good week for the small caps. They're up another 15 today. The Russell 2000 at 22.40. Crude oil up 45 cents, 72.84. Gold is having a good day today. The Fed must have said something about gold or inflation or the dollar, something. It's up $27, $18.32. Silver having a really good day, up 3.5%. It's up 87 cents to $25.75. Interest rates up 5 basis points today, 1.26, 1.27 right now. And good old Bitcoin's up $279 after the Elizabeth Warren sell-off yesterday. Bitcoin sitting at $39,859. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, 21 years in this chair, in this seat, in the hot seat of doing a radio show on the market, and then managing money the rest of the day for folks all across America, which I really enjoy. That's the fun part of what I do. And the radio show is very fun. I enjoy doing this every day. Well, it was a big day for tech earnings yesterday, and tonight we're going to get another big one, a gargantuan mammoth company called Amazon. They will report earnings after the close today. AMD, I thought, was the star of the show yesterday as earnings came out. AMD is following through today again. I hope you read our article last week, 2 weeks ago, on Seeking Alpha about AMD. Now, you know what? Every week I struggle to figure out if I had to write about one stock this week, what would it be? What's my favorite stock right now? And believe it or not, so far this year week, I haven't come up with an idea. I've got too many ideas to try to narrow it down. But we wrote about AMD a couple weeks ago, and it is taken off. Maybe it was our article that got that thing going. I don't know. Bitcoin was back above 40,000 yesterday. And then Elizabeth Warren says she compares the digital currencies to snake oil salesmen, and that kind of sent them down. There was a small bounce in the Chinese stocks yesterday. That bounce is following through today. We'll talk about why here in a bit. The medical sector really shining here recently, and shining again today. The Fed stands pat. Really nothing new from the Fed yesterday, and I think with today's weaker-than-expected GDP report, I don't think we'll be hearing about any interest rate hikes anytime soon. Looking at the early action in the market, it seems to be tech doing the best right now. Autodesk, Broadcom, CrowdStrike, a few others there, DocuSign. little bounce in the Chinese stocks here. Some really strong financials. In fact, one of the financials is ranked number one overall in the Best Stocks Now app. We're going to feature that stock. They reported earnings yesterday, and it's blasting off today. Carlyle Group doing well there. KKR also doing very well. And in the medical sector, it looks like Align Technology doing well. They're the ones that came along with the Invisalign braces, disrupting the orthodontic world several years ago. Beyond Tech continues to hit new highs. Of course, they're the partner with Pfizer in the vaccine. Danaher doing very well. Dexcom doing very well. And Horizon Pharmaceuticals, a little unknown stock. We know all about it, but it's a pretty unknown. Otherwise, HZNP really taking off today. Those are some of the early movers in the market here today. All right, well, let's take a look at the news of the day. We pretty much covered what happened yesterday as the Fed keeps rates steady. We got Amazon EPS tonight. Federal Reserve Chairman Powell said inflation is still transitory. Okay. Now, McDonald's disagrees with it. The CEO of McDonald's yesterday was talking about inflation issues that they're having, especially wage pressure. And you know, whether it's by design, which I think it is, trying to push wages higher, you know, and the extended unemployment benefits, whatnot. You know, I'm seeing companies that are paying bonuses for people to come to work. I read about White Castle, which was cold calling applicants from the past, seeing if they're still interested in going to work for White Castle. We were at a restaurant the other night, and seemingly one lady, not a lady, but a younger woman was handling the whole place other than cooking. She was doing it all, and there continues to be a big shortage in labor, and that inflation pressure is really showing up in the labor markets. But you know, I also, as I go through my daily trip through the market every day and look at a whole heck of a lot of charts, you know, I have several that I look at every day just so I know where they're at. Oil, obviously a very important commodity, but I get down into sugar, corn, wheat, soybeans. There's definitely inflation there. We're seeing those prices rise. You can look at those ETFs. Ingredients, we've seen copper this week have a big bolt higher, and other iron ores and metals and steel. You can look at the steel ETF, which is SLX. Those are all inflationary indicators that may prove Powell to be wrong about the transitory part of things. And like I said, McDonald's reported earnings yesterday, and they pointed to inflation as one of the reasons why they guided a little bit lower going forward. Chinese markets close higher after some market reassurance. Well, okay, the horse is out of the barn by now, China. Looking to contain some of the fallout. Is that what you call it, fallout? I call it a bloodbath. I have seen institutional investors, money managers, you know, Kathy Wood from ARK Funds, fleeing, running for their lives to get away from the Chinese stocks. And China held a call with global investment banks, including Goldman Sachs and UBS, on Wednesday evening. Well, you know, you can call and try to reassure us all you want, but, you know, the trust issue, that's a big problem. We've seen some pretty big shenanigans. You know, all of a sudden you've got a big winning stock like Alibaba with Jack Ma. All of a sudden Jack Ma disappears. The Ant Financial IPO spinoff goes away. Jack goes away. And then the attack on Tencent Holdings and DD and on and on and on. The Starbucks of China falling apart many years ago, a few years back on fraud charges. It's kind of been one thing right after another. You know, in the solar industry using forced labor. You know, I don't know that China's going to be able to get their confidence. I don't think confidence in Chinese stocks is coming back anytime soon. But nevertheless, they're trying to reassure the bankers around the world that there's nothing wrong here. Everything's fine. Okay, we got a big IPO today. Everybody's been waiting for this one. I haven't, but a lot of people have. We've got our first Bitcoin mutual fund. We're going to talk about our favorite 5G stock, which is breaking out today. And the last portion of the show, I'll be talking about our number one ranked stock in the entire market. You never know where they're going to come from, which sector they're going to come from. This is Bill Gunderson. We talk about best stocks now, not mediocre garbage. We'll be right back. Back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now show. Markets remain strong. NASDAQ up 36 so far. Dow up 153. S&P up 17. Some weakness out there in a few stocks that reported earnings. PayPal and Facebook especially. But that's being offset by a lot of companies that are exploding to the upside. Okay, what do we have here? A brand new IPO. They're going to trade for the first time as a publicly traded company today, going public as a $32 billion company. Somebody's going to make a lot of money here. In the hood, Robinhood, which has made quite a bit of headlines this year, all the controversy surrounding Robinhood and the Reddit gang and the GameStop scenario that we had earlier this year, which crushed a lot of short sellers. Robinhood is described as a stock brokerage platform that offers commission-free trading intended to democratize finance. Democratize finance. I guess that means to make it more available to the little guy. Now, the question that I have with Robinhood is, will they ever be profitable? Okay, that's a good question to ask. Sales are growing exponentially. Listen to their last four quarters. Sales up 240%. Sales up 248%. Sales up 340%. Sales up 309%. So they're bringing a lot of money in the door, and that's, you know, going to the top line revenue or sales. But I think it gets really, really tricky. I think they're working on really, really thin margins there at Robinhood, symbol H-O-O-D. But they can prove me wrong. You know, I'm not a buyer of the stock. I have no interest. I think that the discount brokerage business is highly, highly, highly competitive. With even all the big guys having to go to zero commissions, the Schwabs of the world, the Ameritrades of the world, just about all of them have gone to zero commission. So Robinhood's not really offering anything new. And, you know, being able to buy $5 worth of Amazon and this and that, you know, the others are kind of offering that too. I think Robinhood is going to have a real struggle to be profitable, to maintain profitability, but more importantly, as a growth investor like myself, to continue to grow those earnings at a rapid pace. But like any IPO, you know, we'll put them in the app and we'll let them prove themselves whether or not they can turn a profit and start to grow those profits. But I think the odds are stacked against them. First U.S. Bitcoin mutual fund launches at ProFunds. Well, you know, ProFunds has been a pretty good, you know, investment place over the years. They were the first ones with some of the inverse funds, which can come in handy at times. Now, ProFunds Bitcoin Strategy Fund, BTCFX, won't invest in or hold Bitcoin, itself, but instead venture only in futures contracts. The fund will have a net expense ratio of 1.15% and a minimum investment of around $1,000. So if you're looking to get a mutual fund, the first Bitcoin mutual fund, BTCFX. Well, the earnings parade rounding the corner, coming down Main Street once again, and it's a big one. There's 130 companies reporting earnings from the S&P 500 this week, 10 from the Dow. Many have reported already. Today will be a very busy day. Tuesday and Wednesday were extremely busy with earnings from the likes of Apple and AMD and Microsoft, etc. But the more important part, it all plays into the aggregate earnings picture for the S&P 500. And that's what institutional investors, professional investors, that's what we're looking at. We're looking at future expectations because the market's already priced in 2021. And it's probably priced in most of 2022 by now. So we're looking down the road at earnings expectations in the future, and we're watching for movements upwards or downwards in those expectations. And that's what drives my macro outlook on the market. And I'll be updating that. It's gonna move big time tomorrow, one way or another. In the newsletter, and it's going to impact target prices, and it's going to impact the way institutional and professional investors are investing. Will they be aggressive now with seeing this really good look now that we have about 50% of the companies in reporting by the end of this week? Well, we'll see in this week's newsletter in the macro outlook. That's been my guiding star here for many years. And it will continue to be, and we'll see where it comes in this week as we add up all of these earnings that have come in this week and see what kind of dent or what kind of padding is put into the expectations for future years in the S&P 500. The market right now is looking ahead probably to 2024, believe it or not, and you can get 2 free weeks of my newsletter at GundersonCapital.com. Now, I have noticed the stars in the market, the best stocks now, they're starting to really kind of separate themselves from the rest of the pack. You know, just like baseball right now, we pretty much know who's going to be in the playoffs, who the best teams are, and all the teams that aren't going to make it and are trading off their stars to try to build with prospects for the future. Well, the stock market, really shaky start. I mean, it went well during January. It continued the pattern from last year of the go-go stocks. And then all of a sudden, those interest rates started ticking higher. The momentum stocks sold off. We had a total upheaval in the market. We had a complete sector rotation. And then those interest rates turned right around and started coming back down again, enough to make your head spin. And those stocks that everybody kind of hit out in, during the big hike or during the big rise in interest rates caused by the markets, not the Fed, the rotation started to rotate back to where it was, but it didn't rotate back to the low quality, speculative, electric battery, autonomous software stocks. Instead, it rotated back to the quality growth. The quality stocks in the growth sectors. And traditionally, the growth sectors have been the technology sector and the medical sector, and to some extent, the financial sector with all the disruption in the financial sector, fintech and all. Those three sectors started to rise again. And then within those sectors, the individual stocks, the best of class in each of those sectors, also started to rise to the top. And when we come back, the rest of the second half of the show, I'm going to talk about individual stocks that are in the news with earnings. I'm going to give you their current ranking. I'm going to talk about my number one ranked stock overall, our favorite 5G stock, and you're going to catch a pattern, I hope, if you listen carefully. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. And welcome back to the second half of the Best Stocks Now show. There is something in the air. It's the Gunderson Best Stocks Now show. All these shows are also archived every day to our website at GundersonCapital.com. You can listen at your leisure. We're also on all of the popular podcast sites, too. You can subscribe, and it'll let you know when that new show is posted. We try to get it posted pretty quickly right after the live show so that you can listen at your leisure. Okay, buckle your seatbelts. Here we go with a whole bunch of stocks. You know, the whole concept behind Best Stocks Now, I do bits and pieces of it every day, but it's at the end of the day, instead of sabermetrics that they use in baseball, it's Gundermetrics, and it's based on valuation, it's based on performance, it's based on safety, and every company is assigned a grade and an overall ranking, one against another out of 5,800, and it helps make my day, you know, much more, so I get a lot more done in a very fast amount of time. That market opens at 9:30, it closes at 4, and I move very, very quickly, and I have to have all my ducks in a row before I begin my trading day. And it's not like I'm whipping in and out of stocks on a daily basis. But just like a general manager in baseball, we're always looking to improve the team. We're always looking for, do we have to send somebody down? Do we have to bring somebody up? Do we need to make some trades? Whatever it takes to try to put the best stocks on the playing field in the various strategies that I run, the various portfolios that I run, at any given point in time. So let's go real quickly here through some stocks that are in the news today. I'm going to give you the overall rank of the stock and kind of my feeling about the sector in general. You know, AstraZeneca, AZN, I owned AstraZeneca last year. I really thought that they had the pole position for the vaccine, and eventually they did come out with it, but I think the real play there in the vaccine, obviously, was Moderna and BioNTech. Those two stocks have been phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal performers, ranked very highly in my app right now. AstraZeneca is ranked number 562 right now, 562. And you have to wonder, you know, what is beyond the vaccines, okay? I think probably of all of the drug makers out there, AstraZeneca's got one of the best pipelines. And I think it's probably a pretty good investment in the future. It has, pays a big yield of 2.4%. But ranked at number 562, my feeling is that there's better stocks right now to have in your portfolio. Huh. AstraZeneca's vaccine beat sales estimates. They raised their 2020 outlook to reflect the Alexion acquisition, which I'm not too hot on. And once again, the stock is ranked number 562 overall. Okay, next, there's been a lot of talk about the auto sector and all of these automakers going electric. It's definitely been the electric parade back in Michigan and in auto country. They're all going electric. GM, Ford, Volkswagen announced recently they're going all electric. And there's been a lot of talk about Volkswagen, VW AG SSI, they reported earnings today. Well, that stock is ranked number 1,868 out of 5,800. So we'll move on to the next stock. Okay. I'm not a fan of Volkswagen. Or, we'll get to another automaker here in a minute. But now remember last year, anything electric vehicle, it was a SPAC. Whether it was Lucid Motors, whether it was Canoe, whether it was Fisker, Nikola. Oh, I saw Nikola's former CEO, Trevor Milton, charged by the SEC today with three counts of fraud. That's never good. And I remember maybe a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, when the short report came out on Nikola. I would say that's very good work that I can't think of his name right now. He's a short seller. He does very, very good work. Citroen, it wasn't Citroen, but it was one of Citroen's competitors. And he pointed to a lot of, embellishments and flat-out lies that Nikola put out about the progress of their hydrogen-powered, half-hydrogen, half-electric-powered trucks, semi-trucks and whatnot. And I started, I owned Nikola for a while. That was one of the first SPACs. And, of course, Nikola, the first name of Tesla. And, it was kind of a slap at Tesla a little bit. And on the other hand, Tesla was kind of laughing at Trevor Milton and his claims, talking about hydrogen fuel cells, calling them fool cells. Well, it turns out the short sellers were right. Elon Musk was right. There may be something to the company, but Trevor Milton is in big trouble for making some statements that weren't quite true. And I noticed in some of his interviews where my antennas went up, and I said, you know what, this guy sounds like a kind of a promoter and a huckster. There's your snake oil salesman, Elizabeth Warren. Anyways, Milton, three charges of fraud by the SEC today. But anyways, last year it was all about the EVs and the electric batteries and lithium. Not this year. That's been a terrible sector to be invested in. And so all of these mainline automakers going electric really doesn't have many people excited this year. Okay, now how about big dividend yields? I see a lot of investors, in my opinion, it's a big mistake, chasing big dividend yields. Yesterday I talked about the life cycle of stocks and companies and publicly traded companies. When they get to the end of the line and they're not growing much anymore, then they start upping their dividend to keep the investors around. It's like breadcrumbs or whatnot, little candy here and there, just to keep the investors around. And you could say, well, you know what, these AT&Ts of the world and IBM. And look at Altria, which is a cigarette manufacturer. Look at that dividend yield of 7.2%. How can you pass that up? Well, consider that the stock, their earnings are shriveling up. Their sales are shriveling up. Several times a year you hear about Altria not selling cigarettes anymore in some countries. I know they said that by, 2032 or 2035, they'll no longer sell cigarettes in the UK. And all the regulations, the taxes, all the barriers to selling their product, they can't advertise. So to me, the dividend yield is just not worth it. I would rather receive a smaller dividend yield and a growing stock. And in fact, I'm going to give you an example here pretty soon. Our favorite 5G stock pays a dividend, and it's growing, and it's right in the heart of 5G land. To me, that's a better choice if you're looking for dividends than taking an Altria group, which reported earnings. Altria is ranked number 2,171 right now. Okay, now let's just contrast that. My favorite 5G stock right now is Qualcomm. They reported earnings. Qualcomm pays a dividend, and Qualcomm's ranked number one. We recently got back into Qualcomm. We got into it in our dividend portfolio, dividend and growth. Okay, not just dividends. We want dividend and growth. Wow, look at Qualcomm breaking out today after their earnings report. And Qualcomm pays a 1.8% dividend yield. So, okay, you can take Altria Group, which sells cigarettes, which is a dying industry, pardon the pun, with their 7.2% dividend yield and no growth in earnings, very little. Or you could take a Qualcomm that's been that just reported earnings that their latest quarter, their earnings were up 123% and their sales were up 65%. Stocks rank, it's been in the top 100 here recently. It was number 99 a month ago. And look at that stock breakout today. So it's your choice. You can go where you want to go, do what you want to do, buy what you want to buy. For me, I like dividend paying stocks, but I like them with good, superior earnings growth too. We'll be right back.
You gotta go where you wanna go, do what you wanna go, do it, whoever you wanna do. Hey, you gotta go where you wanna go.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now. Boy, the market is picking up steam right now. Dow up 191, NASDAQ up 55. Some of the stocks that we've written about here recently are just exploding to the upside. I'm thinking of AMD for one. I'm thinking of Cleveland Cliffs for another. I hope you're following us on Seeking Alpha with our weekly articles. We continue to be ranked in the top 4% of all of the writers on Seeking Alpha as far as, you know, the ideas that we come up with and how well they do. And hopefully that transfers over to the money management that I do as a professional money manager. I'm finally seeing a trend here in the market that I think is going to stick for a while. We've had three trends so far this year. A zig, a zag, back to a zig. Now we're back to a zag, and I think it's going to stay in a zag for a while. And I think that the best stocks now are finally starting to congregate, like in a school of fish, you know, and the fishing's always better when the fish kind of bunch up together and are traveling in schools. And I've had some pretty good success here recently with some new buys. So you'll see those in the newsletter this week. We've put some nice performers here into our portfolios here recently. Now that I think we finally have a sustainable trend for a while, it was dicey there as we went through three trends in about 3 months to start the year. Really crazy. But things settling down now. I said when interest rates start to settle down, the market will start to settle down. It seems like interest rates are kind of settling in the 1.3 area. That fear of runaway inflation and the Fed hiking rates anytime soon is pretty much dissipated for now. And it's time to make some hay while the sun is shining. That's what I say. Good time to call one of our advisors here. You know, we kind of do the initial, you know, we have the initial talk with you. And if there's an advisor near you, I'm busy training all the advisors around the country at Southport Capital so they understand my methodology as I'm, you know, pretty new to Southport Capital, closing our merger back in May 1st of this year. So far, I'm really happy. I did the right thing. I got a much bigger team behind me and offices across the nation. How does it get any better than that? Okay, well, number one stock rank right now. You know, these number one stocks, they come from all walks of life. For the longest time, Roku was the number one ranked stock in our app. And then there were others that were number one ranked. Now, there's nothing special about being the number, other than, hey, you know what? This is the the formulas that I've put into the app, the algorithms, etc. You know, they've rewarded this stock, and it's been number one for a while. Ares Management out of Los Angeles. It's a financial. And the asset managers, they've done really well this year. We've had phenomenal success with Blackstone, BX. Carlyle Group also looks very good. CG. BlackRock also looks very good. KKR also looks very good. You know, these stocks are way more profitable than Robinhood will ever be, okay? They are much more diversified. They have alternative investments. They're global. They're big, big players in the financial industry, whereas Robinhood's a niche player. You know, it's after the person that's not a high net worth person, whereas an Ares Management is after high net worth individuals. Where do you think there's more profitability? Where do you think there's more potential for growth? And Ares has been growing their earnings over the years, and they reported earnings today. Their sales were up 97%. No, their earnings were up 97% year over year, and their sales were up 115%. No wonder it's the number one ranked stock in my app, beststocksnowapp.com, which I would be lost. Where do you go? I mean, there are other ranking systems. Seeking Alpha has a ranking system. I think Schwab has a ranking system. There's VectorVest and there's others. I've tried them. You know what? I'm just going to be honest. They suck. I think they're terrible. I don't know, the quants that designed them, what can I say? What can I say? I don't think they're very good. I look at some of their top-ranked stocks, and I say, that's garbage. Zacks has a ranking system. I'll put the beststocksnowapp.com ranking system. I'd like to see somebody do some kind of a test, okay, on it. Well, that's all I can say is tip ranks. We're in the top 3%. Of 4% of all of the guys on tip ranks. And when you measure us against all the other guys in the industry, 15,000 from all the big firms and whatnot, I'm in the top 7 or 8% of all of those people. And I use the beststocksnowapp.com. I designed it for me as a financial money manager to make my job more efficient, to make my day more efficient. To be able to cut right through the chase and separate the wheat from the chaff. And right now I'm seeing a big separation of the good stocks, the best stocks now, from the mediocre. The market is full of mediocrity. Not only is the market full of mediocrity, there's a lot of institutions out there and firms and money managers that I would consider to be mediocre. I'll let you be the judge of my knowledge and, you know, the work I put into the market and the results I produce. I'll let you be the judge. I can't say anything about that. But if you would like to have a talk with us, you can come give us a call at 855-611-BEST. We're active. We didn't go the passive route like everybody else did. Selling a canned asset allocation based on your age and adjusting it with the computer every 3 months. That's just not the way I wanted to go in this industry, and I've maintained my active management over the years. So I offer products for the do-it-yourselfer, which there's a lot more of those these days than ever. But for the most part, you know, you've got to have the time to put in. There's my warning to you. If you're going to be a do-it-yourselfer, you've got to have the time to put in. Or you find a fee-based money manager to look over things and be a steward over your portfolios for you so you don't have to put in that kind of time, all right? Get the newsletter this week. It's going to be a blockbuster at GundersonCapital.com. Give us a call about our money management services at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.